a woman today. She's going into a gas station. She's having difficulties, we should say, with her mask.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. I need 10 on pump one, please.
Where'd you get that mask from?
Well, since we have to wear them and it makes it harder to breathe, this makes it a lot easier to breathe.
Cutting it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll do that too. Thanks for the advice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he didn't want to shame her. So her mask had a big hole right where the nose and the mouth were because she couldn't breathe with the mask on. So she was opening up the mask so she can take a little breath and keep breathing and, you know, keep the COVID flowing.
It kind of looked like a blow up doll. That's kind of what it looked like. You know, the good news is she can breathe fine now. And you can drink through a straw with it on. It's great.
She can do lots of things with that on, in fact. I'm sure her husband was like, finally.
Oh, I love it. It covers up half your face and it still has access.
Why do we have to go there? Why do we have to go there?
Because that's what it looked like. When I looked at it, I went, yeah, she looks like a blow-up doll. You know,
yeah,
just walking around.
I mean,
like,
I had the same thought, exactly, because she's like blonde and pretty, and then all you see is, in the middle,
But I love that. I couldn't breathe with the mask on, so I cut the mask. Now I'm fine.
Until she gets COVID, and then she'll see what not breathing really feels like.
Then the breathing tube can go in there.
That's right.
It's brilliant.
She's all set.